This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Depending on where you live, the 4th of July might look a bit different this year. Dryness and heat across parts of the West have raised the fire danger, which has some local authorities canceling fireworks celebrations. And in places that allow fireworks, like with so much else these days, there is a supply problem. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that.
Okay, let's start with the supply problems. And for that, James Fuller at TNT Fireworks.
You're probably seeing about 30% less product on the shelves this year compared to last year.
The reasons, well, they're plentiful. Factory shutdowns in China, shipping delays, and that shipping is going to be more expensive. Fuller says TNT is planning to eat its added costs, but smaller fireworks sellers?
We do anticipate generally that you're going to see a slight increase in pricing.
Now, on the subject of whether fireworks should be part of the celebration this year, especially in the West.
It is so hot and dry right now. Fireworks are just a terrible, terrible idea.
That's Jennifer Balch. She's a fire scientist at the University of Colorado Boulder. She co-authored a study that found that from 1992 to 2015, more than 7,000 wildfires started in the U.S. on Independence Day. That's the most wildfires ignited on any day during the year. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.